This is Studio One at CBS. The Columbia Broadcasting System invites you to Studio One for the 15th in a feature series of hour-length versions for listening of celebrated stories, novels, and plays. We introduce the director of Studio One, Fletcher Markle.
Our story tonight was published in its original French exactly 100 years ago this week. It's all about one of the most beautiful, wicked, amorous, indolent, tempestuous, and altogether wonderful women ever known to life or literature. That's a rather extravagant statement, I suppose, but then this is an extravagant girl. As violent as a bullfight and as purple as gypsy blood, her story offers not a shred of resemblance to the character of the calm, scholarly Frenchman who wrote it. But its few dozen pages brought instant and continuing fame to their author, and in turn to another Frenchman named Georges Bizet, who employed the heroine and part of the plot as the basis of an unexpectedly successful opera. As you probably guessed, the story is Carmen by Prosper Mérimée. I haven't been any closer to Spain than Mexico, but if the richly romantic personality of that capricious land to the south of us is anything like the Spain of a century ago, Monsieur Mérimée certainly knew what he was talking about. And tonight we're presuming to go beyond the adaptation of his countryman, Monsieur Bizet, to bring you a full-length, full-dress Carmen with a new and original score by Lan Adomian. You'll be hearing Anne Burr as the magnificent but appalling Senorita Carmen, with Everett Sloan as Garcia, and I'm going to join them at the microphone to play a young man named Jose.
From Studio One at CBS, we present Fletcher Markle's version for listening of Carmen, based on the original 100-year-old story by Prosper Mérimée.
It is not the day, comrade, only the guard duty.
I'm sweating like a mule.
And you complain like a mule, Carlos.
There's no place in the world as hot as the square here at Sevilla.
It's not the square, comrade, nor Sevilla. Only the guard duty. You cannot find me a dragoon anywhere or any soldier whatever who likes to stand idle in the sun.
It is like a whip, that sun.
So is your complaining. It's even making me warm to listen to it. Is it not possible for you to be calm like myself and a new friend, the corporal? Hey, Jose?
Do you not feel this heat, Jose?
Ah, I feel it.
It's like a whip.
You do not like Sevilla, Carlos. That is the real trouble. Heat in the noontime is the same anywhere.
He wants to be somewhere else. There must be a girl, eh, Rafael?
Always there is a girl.
Do you like this foul place, Jose?
Sevilla? I do not know it yet. My regiment was sent here only last week.
They should not have given you guard duty so soon.
There was nothing else.
Where are you from, Jose?
I was born at Elizondo in the valley of Baztan. I am a Navarro.
You speak well
and proudly.
I was intended for the church and obliged to study for it.
You did not like it?
No. I was more fond of games. That was my undoing.
In what way?
When we play, we Navarros, we forget everything else.
Well, that is not a great wrong.
Perhaps not. But one day a year ago, when I had won at some sport, a youth of Alava picked a quarrel with me. There were many wounds.
His?
More than mine.
And, of course, you ran away.
In my country, there is no other choice. I enlisted in the cavalry regiment of Almanza, for the men of our mountains are quick at a soldier's trade. They promised to make a quartermaster of me, but not yet.
You are a corporal. That is more than we are.
Twice more.
Ah, well, soon the bell will be ringing.
The bell?
The factory bell, of course.
So, and what then?
It means the midday meal is over and the girls will be coming back to work.
With calm, Carlos. Remember, this is Jose's first day here. He's not yet seen the girls returning together.
Girl?
It is this way, Jose. There are over 100 women employed in the tobacco factory over there. It is part of our guard. If there's trouble, it will be your duty as corporal to take charge.
And the women are beautiful.
Indeed.
It is they who roll the cigars in the big room where no man can enter without permission from a magistrate.
Except ourselves in emergency.
And why is this?
Because In hot weather, the women, especially the young ones, work in a very free and easy costume.
Aye, especially the young ones.
They always make Carlos feel better. Many girls will help a man to forget one girl.
It is sadly true. And now, after the midday meal, when the bell rings, we enjoy to watch them pass us as they go into the building. They are of all sorts.
But Jose is more interested in his work, it seems. What are you making, Jose?
Huh? A chain to hang the firing pin on my musket.
You will drop that when you see Carmen.
Carmen?
Oh, Carmen Sita. She is the best.
Ah, yes. She is the best. There's the bell at last. Now, Jose, you will see our fine gypsy.
So she is gypsy, this Carmen.
Yes, and you know what the gypsies say about their young girls?
Now, what is that?
To be beautiful, the gypsies say, a girl must deserve to be described by the use of 10 adjectives.
And each of them must apply to 3 parts of her person.
For example, she should have 3 things black. Eyes, lashes, and eyebrows. 3 things elegant. Hands, lips, ankles.
Look. Here they come across the square.
Look for her eyes, Jose. They're the eyes of a cat who watches a sparrow.
And which is Carmen?
The prancing one in red with the catia flowers in her hair.
Ah, yes. And one in her teeth.
It is her badge. Jose, look at those long legs and the shoulders. Now you will forget your chain for the firing pin.
Carmen!
Oh, there is a new one. Senor Corporal. Oh, my friend. Such a pretty chain. Will you give it to me to hang the keys of my strongbox on?
I'm sorry. It's to hang my pin on with, senorita.
Your pin? Ah, the gentleman makes lace since he has need of pins. Well then, pin maker of my soul. Make me 7 yards of black lace for a mantilla. You make no reply, Senor Corporal. Are you too busy to speak?
No fly can enter a closed mouth, Senorita.
Oh, listen to the quick tongue of him. Well, my hearty, take this on the mouth. May it sweeten your speech and your disposition.
Raphael, how does he have such good fortune? She threw it at him.
Is it fortunate to be struck in the teeth by a flower?
By a flower of Carmen's, yes.
If you do not want it, give it to me. It is an omen of love.
It belongs to Jose, fool. He will keep it.
I do not want it.
Oh, Jose, do not crush it.
Was it not intended for me?
Yes, but such...
Then I will do with it as I please.
Women are fighting in the factory.
Murder!
There is a terrible fight in the big room at the factory. Carmen is killing a girl in a fight.
Hurry,
Corporal.
Hurry.
It's Carmen. Carlos, Rafael, come with me.
Margarita.
We must stop the noise. Carlos, fire your musket into the ceiling. Silence here. Bring Carmen over here, Rafael and Margarita.
I will help him.
One is enough, Carlos.
Not for Carmen.
Confess me. Please, please, confess me. I am dying.
Silence, woman. You're only scratch.
Scratch?
You are lucky you are not carved to pieces, sister to a witch.
Silence now. What is the trouble here?
I only said that I had enough money saved to buy a donkey at the market.
And I told her she could not save enough even for a broom. And then she said to me that she was not a judge of brooms, not being a gypsy or a daughter of Satan.
Then she struck at
me. And she struck back, much harder.
Then Carmen took up her knife from the table.
She forced me to defend myself.
That is not true.
I was forced to take the knife, lying fool.
And with the knife, she slashed her St. Andrew's cross on Margarita's face.
No.
We thought she was going to kill Margarita.
Is this true?
Look at my face.
No, it is not true.
It is a plain case. Senorita Carmen, you must come with me. You're under arrest.
Very well. Where do we go?
Soon you will see. And we are always around there to keep you company. The guardhouse, my pretty.
Enough, Carlos.
Let us go, then. Where is my mantilla?
Ah, Carlos, Rafael, march ahead. Senorita Carmen behind them, and I will remain behind you. Quick, march!
My officer, where are you taking me?
To the quartermaster at the guardhouse. This is a grave affair. Turn your head, Senorita. Face front.
I want to talk to you. Oh, what will become of me? Have pity on me, noble officer.
Face front and be silent.
Oh, you are so young, so gentle. Let me escape, my officer, and I will reward you well. I will reward you often.
You must go to the quartermaster at the guardhouse.
Come, lad of my heart. I know from the way you speak that you are from my country.
I am from Elizondo.
And I am from Echelar, only 4 hours' journey from your home.
So?
I was carried away to Sevilla here by the gypsies. I was working in the tobacco factory to gain enough to take me home to my poor mother in Navarre. She has no one to support her but me in a little garden with 20 cider apple trees.
So?
Were I only at home before the White Mountain. Margarita and the girls insulted me because I am not of this nation of swindlers, peddlers of rotten oranges.
You lie.
No, I do not lie. Comrade, friend, can you do nothing for a country woman?
How do I know you are not gypsy?
Nor do I lie about rewarding you. Oh, how I shall reward you, my officer.
I am only a corporal.
You are an officer to me. If I were to push you and you tumble down, my countryman, it would not be these two Castilian conscripts ahead who would stop me. I would vanish in the crowd.
Senorita.
Senor, I would vanish, but I would find you again. I threw my flower at you this noon only because I was not close enough to slap you with joy. Let me slap you now so that I may return again to you.
Very well, then, my countrywoman. Try it, and may Our Lady of the Mountain aid you.
I shall reward you, my officer.
Sarah! Hey, look out! She's escaping!
After her! Look out, her, see?
No, your legs suddenly trip.
And there she goes, into the side alley by the market.
So, chased in the streets again, eh, my wild one?
Listen to him, Leah. The one-eyed is always amused when the victim is not himself.
Chase through the streets until your skirts fly in the wind. Your quick legs are so handsome in the sunlight.
Chased but not caught, my laughing one.
Carmen is never caught, Garcia. In emergency, she is only to come here to me for refuge. As whom of you cannot, I protect you all.
I see. And you should perhaps add that proclamation to the sign over your door, eh, Leas?
Now he is angry again.
Under the words Leas Pastillas, seller of fish, you should perhaps add protector of thieves, bandits, and smugglers.
But please.
Leas Pastilla, who harbors those with prices on their heads. Come in and see Garcia, the one-eyed, and his companions in evil.
It was merely a jest, Garcia.
If you continue to boast as badly as you jest, my friend, you will find that your mouth will be closed in favor of an opening in your throat.
Please, Garcia, you know I am careful.
Then remain so.
You know I will. Now forgive me, but I must attend to my customers now.
Yas grows more stupid every day.
Your mouth is mean today, oh weary one eye. Come, let us eat. And I will open a bottle of wine. Even food and wine does not cheer you. Garcia, what is it? You are troubled.
The affair at Triana was not a success.
Which was that?
The shipment of wool we removed from the storehouse in the marketplace.
What happened to you?
A score of dragoons caught up with us in the hills.
So?
We had to cast away the bales in order to escape them, and two of our mules were shot. The whole affair was a great loss.
Indeed a great loss. To go after wool and come back shorn.
Enough of your clever words, vile witch.
And who do you call vile, you monster of Bohemia? Only your soul is more vile than your temper.
Silence, cow! Enough!
And you wonder why I am not eager with my embraces, my comrade. You are never grateful, Garcia.
Listen to me.
Semendado and Don Caire are still in the hills. Whether alive or dead, I do not know. We have lost the shipment of wool. The dragoons killed two of our mules. And we have no money whatever among us. Not a single penny. For what am I to be grateful?
That you are alive, fool. And that you have me, Carmen.
Ah!
Remondado and Don Caire will return. They always do. It is only that you have the swiftest horse.
I said enough of your cleverness. And why should I be grateful for you? You're insulting and wicked. You're so unkind to me.
I am Carmen. Sometimes, you know, I think if you had the use of your other eye, you would be twice as blind. Look at me. Do I not appear triumphant?
So you escaped the dragoon.
Not only that.
What are you getting to? Quickly speak.
Do you remember how we talked about raiding the tobacco factory?
Yes, we talked, but we could not plan it. The place is locked about like a guardhouse.
And why do you think I have sweated there so long? There is no lock that a golden key will not open.
And where is such a key?
Look, behold, the keys are iron, but my cleverness is golden.
They are from the factory.
Where else, fool? I finally managed to steal them today in the confusion of a fight I arranged.
But it will be discovered.
They are duplicates and will not soon be missed. Now will you smile, you lizard-tongued beast?
You are a worker of miracles.
I am Carmen. It is so easy if one is patient. Soon Remondado and Don Caire will return and you can plan the affair.
Ah, you are magic, Carmen. How did you escape the dragoons?
I charmed their corporal. He allowed me to trip him when I got away in the market crowd.
Poor fool! He will suffer for it. They will have him quickly in jail.
You think so?
Of course!
I had not thought of that.
Oh, he interests you, this corporal who tripped under your charm.
I have told you many times, my fiery one eye, we do not ask questions of each other. This is part of our bargain.
Questions are unnecessary, my pretty flame.
Very well.
It is never necessary to ask questions when one already knows the answers.
You. Your cousin has sent you a loaf of Alcala bread.
For me?
No. The corporal.
From my cousin?
So she said. If you do not like it, leave it for the rats.
A loaf of Alcala bread, but I have no cousin in Sevilla.
Fool. It is easy to see that you have not been in jail before. And not for long, it would seem, as our friend the guard been here. Open it. Open the loaf.
Open it?
Here, give it to me. Now. You see, there's a small English file here. And look, a gold piece.
Gold piece.
And a note. Let me see it. Is it interesting?
Yes.
Well, what does it say?
Comrade of my heart, when one likes good fried fish, one goes to Leah's Pastillas at the end of the market in the square.
Who is it from?
A friend.
You are fortunate to have such a friend.
The corporal of the dragoons over at the door. He asked for you.
So, he has come at last. Thank you, Leah.
Come in.
I knew you would come for your reward.
Oh, you are beautiful today. It was worth the month in that cell.
I expected you even before now. Did you not receive my gift?
I did. I ate the bread and the file will do to sharpen my lance. I will keep it in remembrance of you. But the money, here it is.
Oh, you have kept the money.
For the two of us.
Well, so much the better, for I am none too rich. But what's the odds? A wandering dog will not starve. Come along, my officer. Let us spend it in the market. We shall eat royally, and you shall treat me. Leah, tell Garcia I will not see him today.
Nor did you see him yesterday.
So, tomorrow it will be day again. Come along, my countryman. Let us take a stroll through the market.
In the market that you will be recognized.
I will wear my mantilla across my face. Come. Now, we have oranges, bread, and a fine sausage. Have you any more money, my comrade?
A few silver pieces.
Good, let me have them. We will add 4 bottles of manzanillo wine and some preserved fruit.
Where are we going with all this?
Do not be so solemn. We are going to the street of the Candileo, my tall one. To the house of Dorotea, the fortune teller, where I live. Now smile for me.
I do not believe in fortune tellers.
You are a fool, then. But it does not matter. You will not meet Dorotea, for I live on the top floor. It is very quiet here, you see, high above the street.
Yes.
Well, do not stand there holding the bundles like prizes at a fiesta. Put them down.
Of course.
Quickly, drop them. And kiss me.
Carmen.
You see, I pay my debt. It is the law of the gypsy.
And you are a gypsy. You lied to me.
Yes, but does it matter now?
No. Carmen?
Yes. And what is your name, my other?
Jose.
Jose. Jose Lito.
Carmen Zita. Very beautiful.
But we are wrong for each other.
Wrong?
Old Dorotea, who taught me to see into the future, said herself that I would one day meet misfortune with a soldier, and that I would bring misfortune to him.
This is not misfortune.
No, it is not.
Old Dorotea could not have seen truly.
She has never seen without truth.
Until now. Do you love me?
You are a fool. A fool you were born, a fool you will die.
Answer me, do you love me?
Love is wine, and wine is love. Where is my glass? A toast to us. You will be my rum, and I your rummy.
What does that mean?
Rum and rummy, my lover. Man and wife.
You like the feeling of being married to me, Carmen Sita?
I do not like the word, but the feeling. Kiss me.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Not now, we are not. Not yet. Joselito, I will dance for you.
Have you castanets?
I will make them. You see this plate? It is a cheap plate, but useful. See, I choose 2 pieces. My castanets.
I must return soon to my quarters. My leave is over.
To your quarters? At such a time? Are you then a slave to let yourself be driven about with a whip? Get out, then. Go, you are chicken-hearted.
If I do not return, I will be sent back to the guard room.
Listen to me now. Have I repaid you? According to our laws, I owed you nothing, for you are not a gypsy. But you are good-looking. You have pleased me. Now we are quits. Good day.
How can you say this? When do we meet again?
When you are less stupid. Go.
What has happened to you, to us?
You know, comrade, that I believe I love you a little bit.
Oh, Carmen.
But that could not last. Dog and wolf cannot keep house together long. This is all impossible. It cannot be.
No, Carmen, listen to
me. Believe me, you are well out of it. You have met the devil.
You must not say
yes, it. Yes, the devil. He is not always in black, and he has not twisted your neck. I am dressed in wool, Joselito, but I am not a lamb. Go, then. Burn a candle before the Blessed Virgin was saving you from me. She has earned it. Goodbye.
Carmen, you cannot make an end like this.
Think no more of Carmen Sita, or she may make you wed a widow with wooden legs. I mean the gallows, my comrade. Goodbye once again.
Carmen, wait!
Corporal, I tell you, there's nothing more tiring than guard duty at night.
Except perhaps guard duty by day. They are not so different.
Why do they have us here? A guard at the city gates, yes, but a guard here is foolish.
I was told it was because of the breach in the city wall over there.
So?
The workmen will probably finish the repairs by the end of the week. Meantime, there must be a guard to discourage smugglers.
They're inventing tasks for us. This is not my idea of a dragoon's life.
Nor mine.
Well, I will get back to my patrol. See you again in a quarter of an hour.
Yes. Who's there? Be off. There is no passing here.
Come along, my comrade. Don't be cross with me.
Come on, you. I've searched for you everywhere.
Of course. And now I have come to you. Now let us talk a little, but to the point. Do you wish to earn some money? Some friends of mine are coming with pack mules. Let them pass.
It is my orders to stop them.
Your orders? You did not think of orders in the Strait of the Candelero.
For that, it was worthwhile to forget my orders, but I want no smuggler's money.
Oh, let us see then. You don't want the money? Would you like to dine again at old Dorothea's house?
Oh, no, I cannot.
Very well. Since you are so obstinate, I know whom to ask. I will offer to dine with your officer. He seems to be a good fellow. And he will put on duty here a lad who will see no more than he should. So, farewell, Jose. I shall laugh well when the orders are to hang you.
No, Carmen, wait. Come back.
Yes.
I will let the whole race of gypsies pass if I can see you again.
Joselito, my rum. We will meet tomorrow.
You should not have come up here to Carmen's room.
I tell you, Dorothea, I must find her.
And I tell you, I do not know where she is.
And where might she be?
She may have gone to La Loro.
La Loro, where is that?
It is the gypsy name for Portugal, the Red Land.
What would she be doing there?
Perhaps an affair of Egypt.
Affair of Egypt? What is that?
That, too, is gypsy talk, stupid boy. It means important business.
I would say, then, that it was evil business.
If you say that, then it is another question I do not need to answer. You will meet misfortune, senor. You and
Carmen. There is someone on the stairs.
It is too late to send you away now.
It sounds like Carmen.
All laughter in the night sounds like Carmen. Jose, you fool! What are you doing waiting here?
To meet. I did not expect a captain, too.
Get out of this place.
Soldier, you heard what the senorita said to you. He can't get out of this place.
You will go at the end of my boot.
Only at your sword point, at the very least, captain.
Then you shall have it.
Joselito, be careful. He is very drunk.
I can see that, and very stupid.
Stupid, is he, soldier?
Stupid, of course, to rush a sword at a man's stomach in a dim room. Stupid to be so heavy with wine that he easily steps aside and takes it from you.
Beware, Jose, his pistol.
And stupid to have murder in his eye. Oh!
Now you see he is dead. You great fool. I told you that I would bring misfortune upon you. Now the king will give neither rations nor justice.
What can I do?
There is a remedy for every ill if one has a gypsy for sweetheart. You are active and strong, Jose. We will go to the mountains and live on the wits of ourselves and the money of others. We will join a band of my friends there. Have I not promised to get you hanged? That is better than being shot. And you will live like a prince until they catch you.
If I keep always in the mountains, I will be sure of you. No captain will be there to interfere with me.
Ah, you are jealous. So much the worse for you. Well, at least Garcia is gone for now. You will not have him to worry about.
Garcia?
He was caught last night after they had slipped through the city wall with the mules. Garcia will not like the jail of Sevilla. He does not like any jail.
Who is this Garcia?
A friend. But you need not worry about him.
Who is he?
It is no matter. How can you be so stupid? Can you not see that I love you?
How do I tell that?
I have never asked you for anything, have I?
When you talk in that fashion, I could strangle you.
Then strangle me, Joselito. Briefly with a kiss. And then we must get away to the mountains. ¶¶
This is Studio One at CBS, offering at its 15th broadcast in a feature series of hour-length dramas, Fletcher Markle's version for listening of Carmen, based on the story by Prosper Mérimée. The program will resume after a brief pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Continuing Columbia's full-hour feature production from Studio One, Jose's love of the gypsy girl Carmen has led him to live as she lives. He is forever an outcast from society, a man with a growing list of crimes and always the haunting uncertainty about Carmen herself. This famous love story of 100 years ago in the wild regions of Old Spain now continues. The story of Carmen, featuring Ann Burr, Everett Sloan, and Fletcher Markle.
Ah, it is a fine night. That was a good meal and good wine, and it is a fine night. Is it not, Jose?
Yes, a fine night, Remendado.
As much on earth, little in heaven, say I.
Look at the great moon over the hills, huh? Huh, Jose?
Ah, fine moon, Remendado.
Like a face. Like my sweet, fat sister's face. Huh? Well, let us return to the cards. Who will play?
No cards for me. Let us only lie here and look at your fine moon, Remendado.
Old Don Cayere. You are getting to be an old man.
I am an old man. Sit down by the fire, Remendado. Rest yourself. Rest.
Cards, Jose?
No, Remendado. I'm too full to move.
Rest.
Everyone lies around the camp like a lot of stuck pigs.
Where is Carmen?
She walked down to the entrance of the ravine, I think.
I'm too comfortable to go after her.
It is good to leave her alone for a while. I think she is planning another affair of Egypt.
Carmen is always planning another affair of Egypt.
Are you enjoying the bandit's life, Joselito?
More than a soldier's, Don Cayere.
Good.
I have money, Carmen.
You feel no remorse?
No longer. As Carmen says, the itch of pleasure does not itch at all.
And you killed your first man while you were still a soldier?
Yes.
How fortunate to have such a clean conscience.
One cannot call it clean, Don Cayere.
Only when you compare, I suppose.
Hola! It is the One-Eye!
Aye, listen to her. It is the One-Eye.
So, he has come back at last.
Who is this, Don Cayere?
We are going to have another comrade.
He has today escaped from prison, Jose. Carmen arranged it, did she not tell you?
No. Who is it, Remendado?
Garcia!
Garcia!
Garcia, the One-Eyed, her old rum.
Her husband? Was she then married before?
Long ago. It seems there is much you do not know, Jose.
Yes.
Oh, Don Cayere, Remendado. You're looking well, my thieves. Change of pasture makes fat calves, eh?
Carmen feeds us well, Garcia.
They have eaten like kings.
Welcome back to the hills, old noisy One-Eye.
Ah, little Remendado, as clever as always, eh? Well, let this old eye see meat. Rarely cooked. Quickly.
I will get you something, Garcia.
No. Let Remendado go. He looks plump and rested.
I'll get the beef from the cave.
Ah, and this must be the handsome young corporal. Carmen can be most persuasive, can she not, Senor Corporal?
Welcome.
Welcome, is it? Welcome, indeed.
Jose is a friend, my loud one. I told you, he has done well with us.
And we will all do much better now that old One-Eye is back.
It'll be difficult to increase our success.
Oh, will it now? We shall see, Senor Corporal.
Come, Garcia, you must eat. Come over to the fire with me.
You had better learn to speak carefully, Senor Corporal.
Garcia!
And as seldom as possible.
Come, my hungry One-Eye.
Yes, my Carmen. First meat, and later there is time for talk.
Do not act foolishly, Joselito.
Cacere, sooner or later, Garcia and I will have trouble between us.
With Carmen, there is always trouble.
Only one of us can remain.
You can do nothing about it now. Where the goats are tethered, there they must browse. Wait, my young friend. Wait.
Wait.
we meet the mule caravan of English cotton on the mountain road. Is the plan clear to everyone?
Entirely.
It is all planned.
Of course it is clear. Let us be away. I want to watch from the bridge.
Is it all clear to you, Senor Corporal?
Quite clear, Senor One Eye.
Look at them run. Their horses have never known such sparring. Come quickly, load the extra bales on our own horses. Don Cayere, take the lead rope of their mule.
Remendado is wounded. I'll carry him over my saddle.
Now, leave the carrion where he lies. Save the cotton.
But he is only wounded in the hip.
Leave him, fool. He was clumsy. I will take care of him.
Garcia, no!
There. Now he has a head of lead. He will be clever who can recognize him now. Come, let us make the camp festive. Let us have wine.
Much wine.
Aye, let us have toasts and celebration. It has been a most rewarding night. Attend to the horses, Don Cayere, and fetch wine.
Bring out the manzanilla.
And I will get a new wineskin from the cave. We will not go thirsty. The skin is a large one. I'll not be long.
Jose, there must be an end to your silence. Laugh and be gay. We were most successful tonight, my comrades.
A brooding boy he is. We must drink to his sadness.
Perhaps we might even drink to the soul of Remendado.
Ah, Remendado is your sadness, eh? Look at him come, and he has the stomach of a newborn lamb. Such matters are part of nights like this one, my young friend.
Do not think on it, Jose.
Ah, come, and did you see how I confused the guards riding straight into them?
I watched it all from the bridge. You were very swift, my brave one-eye.
Of course.
And Remendado rode beside you.
Yes, but he was not swift enough. Remendado has always been a fool in attack. We used to fight together for sport with stabs and the long knife. And he was always too slow. He had many jokes, but no watchfulness. Often he would get hurt.
And tonight he was hurt, a musket ball in the hip. Is that good reason to kill him?
We could not wait for him.
I could have taken him across my saddle.
It would have delayed our escape.
Enough of this! I am the leader here, and I will do as I wish.
That is not my feeling. I understood that we planned and shared equally. We have no leader.
Jose, you must...
I am the leader here. Do you contest it, Senor Corporal?
Yes. They say you can handle the long knife with the best knave in Malaga. Will you try it on with me?
I have no need to defend my position here.
We will not fight for sport as you did with Remendado.
Jose, no. Both of you, stop this.
Don't be upset, Carmen. It's a very simple disagreement.
It is foolishness. There are very few of us left. We cannot afford to be without another man, whichever of you it might be.
There is always a score of fools who would join us.
Huh? Name one for me.
Carmencita, think of the young men like our Senor Corporal that you can persuade to join our company.
Senor One-Eye.
I am bored with this. It is like children fighting in the street. Hold your tongue, Senor Corporal, and I will hold my temper.
So, it is agreed.
Nothing is agreed.
Sleep on it, fools. Anger cripples both of you like the plague.
As for me, I am thirsty. Don Cayere, what has become of you? We gasp for wine.
Swallow your fury, my Joselito. This is not the time for such pride.
Pride? It is not only pride, it is my every instinct.
You are such a saint, my angry one.
And you are the devil.
Yes.
You promised me no one would interfere with us.
I have promised you nothing at all. Only that in the end you will be hanged. And that is better than being shot. Now let us join the others for wine. I must leave very soon, and we will talk of this later.
Where are you going?
To Cordova, my comrade, on an affair of Egypt. You will soon hear from me.
No word from Carmen. It is a week now.
One of us must go for news of her. You must have arranged some affair by now. I would go willingly, but I am too well known in Cordova.
And me. They know me there. I have played too many tricks in Cordova. And with only this one eye, though it sees well, it is hard to disguise myself.
Then I must go.
It would seem so, Senor Corporal.
Hey, well, what must be done?
Ask in the marketplace for the stall of a chocolate vendor named Royana.
She will tell you where to find Carmen.
want Carmen? Yes, she is at the house of the rich Englishman on the Street of the Serpent. Disguise yourself as an orange peddler and call for her under the first balcony. She will come down to the door to meet you. Joselito, it was good to hear your voice. But what is the matter? You look like a cat surprised in a cupboard.
And you have the air of a brazen-faced witch. Who is the rich gentleman?
Ah, you are jealous of that imbecile upstairs? Do you not see, fool, that I am arranging an affair of Egypt in the most brilliant style? This house is mine, and soon his guineas will be mine.
If you continue to arrange an affair of Egypt in this fashion, I will see that you never arrange another.
And who are you to command me? The one eye is pleased.
I am not.
We will talk of it later. Listen, about Egypt. I am to travel with the Englishman on the road to Camargo, past the rendezvous we agreed upon. That is 2 days from now. We should be there by early evening. You will be ready?
We will be ready.
But take great care. He has good pistols. Perhaps you might let the one-eyed go first, holding back a little yourself. Hmm?
I will take care of the one-eyed in my own fashion.
Joselito, my brave one.
Game?
Of course.
Why not?
The cards help to strangle the hours.
Yes.
Did you know, Senor Corporal, that Don Cayere and I had a visitor while you were in Cordoba?
A visitor?
Old Sanchez Teo, the smuggler. He noticed our camp from the mountain train and stopped to chide us for our carelessness with the fire.
So?
Are you playing this round?
Oh, yes. I'll play this.
Don Cayere.
Here you are.
Oh. Now, what can I choose to play, hmm? Oh, yes. Old Teo said that he often saw Carmen in Cordova last week. It seems she had taken up with Lucas, the picador, as well as the English gentleman.
So?
Carmen was seen with Lucas in the cafes and dancing at the fiesta. And he bows to her at the bullfight in the plaza. Does it not interest you, Senor Corporal?
Your cheating at cards interests me more, Senor One-Eye.
What did you say? Say it again. Such a jest!
You cheated. You cheated in that last hand.
You have been drinking.
I have not.
I will give you another chance. We will play again.
I will not play with a man who cheats. You may take the cards in your face.
Enough!
Little use in reaching for your pistol. I've emptied it.
You are not fair!
Oh, fair? Fair is it among us here? But I am. That is the point. Now we will fight with the long knife.
Very well. Draw and prepare.
Don Cayere, give us room and see fair play.
Why?
We could not live together. I wish to be the only one with Carmen. Besides, I've not forgotten how he served poor Raymond Dado. Don Cayere, there are now but two of us. Will you be my friend for life or death?
Here is my hand.
And mine.
But to the devil with love affairs. If you had asked him for Carmen, he would have sold her for a penny.
It is only Carmen who sells.
There are now but two of us. How shall we manage with the Englishman tomorrow?
We shall manage.
Well tonight for only two of you.
The Englishman had a stout heart.
But his coach had only one guard. I attended to that.
Yet the Englishman himself was a warrior.
I told you, Jose.
Yes, if you'd not pulled at his arm, his pistol might have killed either of us.
Very possible. But the silver was worth it, was it not?
Indeed. Any danger is worth that much silver.
Now then, Jose, tell me, where is the one eye?
If you will pardon me, I will take the horses down to the stream.
Where is Garcia?
Garcia is dead.
By your hand?
Yes. We buried him with my knife still in his neck.
You have become as hard as he was.
I live according to my company.
So, his time had come. Yours will come too, my Joselito. It is decreed.
And yours, if you are not now a true wife to me.
So much the better. I have heard Dorotea speak, and I have read in the cards and seen in the coffee grounds that we two must die together. Bah! Who sows reaps?
Why do we not go to the New World, Carmencita, to Mexico, and leave all this?
Joselito, we were not meant to grow cabbages. Our destiny is to live at the expense of fools.
And you will live at my side and not away from me. And forget ones like Lucas, the picador.
How did you know of him?
I heard.
It is nothing.
He bows to you in the plaza. You've been with him in the cafes of Cordova. You danced with him at the fiesta last week. It is nothing.
He has much money earned in the bull ring. Also, he is a fine rider and brave. We might use him.
Then you are looking for a new comrade?
With the one eye gone, we need another man. And Lucas is not only adventurous, but rich.
I do not want his money or himself, and I forbid you to see him.
I will see whom I please.
I forbid you.
Take care. Take care, my comrade. When one forbids me to do a thing, it is soon done. And there is a bullfight tomorrow in Cordova.
This is folly. You should not have come after her. She'll have you doing something you'll be sorry for.
You see her, Don Caire?
Oh, we have been riding all night, my friend. My eyes are as tired as my bag.
She will be in red, that much is certain.
There are 100 women here in red. Red is the color for the bullfight.
Well, look for her, Don Caire. She will be somewhere at the edge of the ring.
There is such a glare. But see, Jose, such luck. There she is.
Where?
On the bench below us at the barrier. And look, the picador in the ring is Lucas.
Huh?
He's torn the cockade from the first bull and thrown it to Carmen.
One would expect him to act the gallant.
Look, Joselito. The bull has charged him.
The horse is down.
And Lucas crushed beneath it. With a bull on top of both, he will die. He will surely die.
Carmen is leaving, Almita.
With care, Joselito. Be wise.
No one can love and be wise, Don Caire.
Jose, I knew you were here.
Come with me.
Very well. Let us go. Have we not come far enough, Jose? There is not a village for miles.
There is a small inn not far along the road. Before I take you there, before we rest, we will stop here and talk.
Must it be that we talk now, after riding all the night without a stop?
Come, dismount. Give me your arm. There.
I do not wish...
Carmen, listen to me. I will forget everything. Of the past, I will speak not a word. But swear to me one thing. But now you will follow me to the New World, to Mexico, and that you will there lead a peaceful life.
Jose, I do not wish to go to Mexico. I am well satisfied here.
If you are thinking of Lucas, think well. If he recovers, it will be only to make old bones.
It is you, Jose, who are thinking of Lucas.
And I should not. I am weary of killing the men of your fancy. Carmen, it is you whom I will kill.
I have always known that you would kill me. The first time I saw you, I had just met a priest in the marketplace. And as we rode out of Cordova last night, saw you nothing? A hare crossed the road between your horse's feet. And old Dorotea foretold all this. It is fate.
Carmen Sita, it cannot be. Do you no longer love me? Come, let us change our life.
Me first, then you. I knew well it would happen this way.
Think on it. I am at the end of my patience and my courage. Make up your mind or I will make up mine.
Me first, then you.
I will leave you for a time, alone, so that you may think on it. You must choose.
There is no choice.
I will soon be back.
Where are you going?
There is a hermitage not far through the woods. I will walk there. You must make your choice before I come back. You can have life or death.
Yes, my son?
I believe this to be a hermitage. You are a holy man.
Yes, my son.
And, Father, will you pray for one who is in great peril?
I pray for all the afflicted.
Could you say a mass for a soul about to appear before its Creator?
Indeed.
Here is a token of silver. When will you say the mass?
Within the hour. The innkeeper's son comes to serve it.
I will return.
But tell me, have you not something on your conscience which torments you? Will you not listen to the counsels of a Christian?
I will return. Carmen, you are still here. I'd hoped that you would take the horse and escape. You will follow me then?
I will follow you to death, yes. But I will never live with you again.
Carmen.
You wish to kill me, I can well see. It is decreed. But you will never make me kneel.
I beseech you. All the past is forgotten.
You are not a man who could forget anything.
I must. My own Carmen, let me save you, and with you save myself.
Jose, you ask the impossible. I love you no more. You love me still, and for this you wish to kill me. I might tell you some lie, but I do not care to take the trouble.
You must listen to me.
It is all finished for us. As my Rom, you have the right to kill your Romy. But Carmen will always be free. Gypsy she was born,
Carmen.
And gypsy she will die.
So then you do not love me?
No.
Then you love Lucas?
Yes. Yes, I have loved him like you for a moment. Less, perhaps, than you. Now I love nothing, and I hate myself for ever having loved you at all.
Carmen, for the last time...
To love you, it is impossible. To live with you, I do not wish it.
To ask you for the last time, will you stay with me?
No. No. No!
I struck her twice. It was Garcia's knife, which I had taken when I left mine in his throat. She fell at the second thrust. I buried her out there in the woods alone. She always wanted that. And then I came back here to you, Father. You will say a mass for her soul.
I will. And where do you go now, my son?
I am riding back to Cordova. I will make myself known at the first guardhouse.
You know, of course, that you will be hanged.
Yes.
I will pray for you.
And for her. Poor Carmen. It is the gypsies who are to blame for having brought her up as they did.
And you, my son, you will not be afraid to die for your wrong?
No, Father. I am only sorry that I am to die remaining the great fool that I have been all my life.
Columbia Broadcasting System has brought you Studio One, the 15th program in a feature series of hour-length versions for listening of celebrated stories, novels, and plays. Tonight from Studio One, you have heard Fletcher Markle's production of Carmen, based on a story by Prosper Mérimée. The script was written especially for this series by Mr. Markle, with an original musical score composed by Lana Domian and conducted by Alexander Semler.
Now, may a producer identify the principals in our cast tonight. First, of course, of the Señores and Señoritas.
Carmen.
Was played by Anne Burr.
Garcia.
Was Everett Sloan.
Carlos. And Rafael.
Were played by Robert Dryden and Hedley Rennie.
Raymond Dotto.
And Anke Yeri.
Were John Sylvester and Danny Ocko. Miriam Wolfe, Mitzi Gould, Abby Lewis, Ralph Camargo, John Merlin, and Jack Stanley were also active in the proceedings, as was your producer who played Jose. Next week from Studio One at CBS, a cheerfully wicked little affair involving murder, Mickey Finns, and a missing El Greco, an item which was postponed from an earlier place in this series. The Mysterious Mickey Finn by Elliot Paul. Next week's goings-on occur in Paris, and they promise to be most lively indeed. Please be with us. Now until next week in The Mysterious Mickey Finn, this is Fletcher Markle with a good night and thank you from all of us in Studio One.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.